Welcome to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. I'm your host and producer, Stephen Shepard, and on the show today we have the production of Boeing Boeing that's happening this January at the CNY Playhouse in the Shoppingtown Mall. We have Noelle Hedgecock, Chris Lupia, and Liz Stanstreet in the studio. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hi, thank you for having us, Stephen.
So, Noelle, I want to know how it all started. This is your first time directing a play, correct?
Yep, first time directing a play, first time directing anything out in the community theater.
So now, how did you get involved with Boeing Boeing? What intrigued you about this play?
My background and training mostly come out of musical theater, but I wanted to take on a play for my first community theater production, so I started to think about the types of shows that I might like to direct. And I had been in a couple farces, and I'd seen a good number of them, and I always enjoyed them. And Boeing Boeing is one that immediately came to mind because I enjoy the show, and I thought CNYP's bass would be good for it. But I also really love the physical comedy involved in the show. As I said before, my heart kind of lies with musical theater, but farce is kind of musical in a way. You know, instead of choreography, you have these moments of intense physical comedy based largely out of Commedia dell'arte and things like that, which is something I think you encounter quite frequently in musical theater. So all around for the space, and I think for me, it just felt like a good fit.
So just to clarify for the general theater goers out there, what is farce? A lot of people know just general comedy and drama, but what exactly is farce?
Yeah, so farce actually comes from French, and it means to stuff. So it's to stuff action, to stuff comedy, to stuff all that good stuff into a really short amount of time in a play. And so that's why with a show like Boeing Boeing and any other farce, you have a bunch of stuff going on all the time. There's always something to look at, hopefully always something to laugh at.
So that's not to say that Boeing Boeing is a short play. It's just there's a lot of stuff packed within this play.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's nice. Can you give us a brief rundown of what the play is all about?
Yeah, definitely. So it's a French farce set in the 1960s. It's been adapted for the English-speaking stage. The show takes place in Bernard's apartment. Bernard is an American architect living in Paris, and he has three fiancées, all of whom are air hostesses. There's Gloria, who is American, Gretchen, who is German, and Gabriella, who is Italian. They all have frequent layovers in Paris so that they can see Bernard, but because of his careful management of the flight timetables, he's able to make sure that they're never at his apartment at the same time. However, when Robert, who's Bernard's old friend, school friend from the U.S., he arrives in Paris and he quickly sees Bernard's intricate plot start to unwind as the weather and the introduction of a new, faster aircraft threatens to ruin Bernard's arrangements. So we really go from a place at the start of the show where everything is beautifully organized, as Bernard might say, to a final act where everything is almost quite literally falling apart.
Now, what time period is this set in?
The 1960s.
So is it Pan Am? Pan Am flights or?
Pan Am is mentioned in the show. We actually, the three airlines that we have are TWA, Lufthansa, and Air Italia. Mm-hmm.
So you direct Derek Pataki of the band Pop Rocks in the lead role of Bernard.
Yes.
What aspects of Bernard's character did you try to emphasize in this production?
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the biggest things in this show in general, and especially for the characters of Robert and Bernard, is the transition from, at least for Bernard, being kind of this Lothario who thinks he has everything figured out. There's no reason he can't have three fiancés. You know, he's smart enough to kind of keep everything balanced. So I was really looking for someone who could come in, kind of exude that confidence, exude that, you know, that sense of control, and, you know, sometimes even almost hyper masculinity. That definitely becomes undone as the show goes on.
So with each woman present, the scene dynamic changes a little.
Mm-hmm.
What scenes were your favorite to pull together?
So one of my favorite characters in the show is Gretchen. And I think it's because she's this character who she's usually played by someone who is tall, statuesque, loud, has a great stage presence. And she's kind of this combination of righteous good and righteous fury, right? She loves passionately, but she also can get really angry kind of at the drop of a hat and will tell anyone in the room how she's feeling at any moment. So Gretchen is really one of my favorite characters for that reason, because I think that almost like bipolar switch we get sometimes is hilarious.
What a perfect segue. Gretchen is played by Liz Stanstreet. Hello, Liz.
Hello, Stephen.
So Gretchen is one of the most boisterous characters in the play.
Yes, definitely.
How are you able to keep up such a high-energy character on stage?
When I play Gretchen, I honestly think, like, it's kind of me in a way. So it's kind of just like, what can I do with all this energy that I have? Because me being a very eccentric person, I think of how I can bring her to life, make people laugh, because I love making people laugh as well.
Is the secret coffee, energy drinks?
Yes, yes. How did you know? I love coffee.
What's your favorite flavor of coffee?
Oh, my gosh.
Brand of coffee?
Brand, I get Starbucks a lot, but anything French vanilla or caramel-like or something like that.
So you're able to keep up this momentum while also treating every character differently. Is there anything challenging in that?
Yeah, certain things that, like, I forget that Gretchen could do possibly. For example, yesterday I was supposed to shove Robert away, but I did it kind of in a little, like, girly pushing way. But Gretchen, being the forceful, strong German woman she is, would do it more in a forceful, like, powerful way.
If you weren't Gretchen, which other character in the show would you want to play?
Oh, my. I could see myself either as Gloria or Gabrielle, or I feel like just me with my humor, I could interpret one of those roles very well or something like that. Oh, actually, Berta. Berta would be like too sarcastic. I think Chelsea's perfect for her anyway. So nice.
So then what's your favorite part about being in this play in general?
Definitely just the wonderful creative people that I have met throughout it and everything. Our lovely director, Noelle, she's become a very great friend of mine. So has everybody else in the cast, growing very close to them. Just playing a role that I feel like I could relate to is finally just one of the greatest things. I didn't know Gretchen was honestly a dream role until I started playing her.
Very nice. Chris Lupia. First off, congrats on your recent SALT Award win for community musical theater set design with Liam Fitzpatrick.
Thank you very much.
You're the master carpenter at CNY Playhouse, is that correct?
That is correct.
So you're just a jack of all trades then?
Oh, I try my best to be.
Shame that the character's name you're playing isn't Jack, but no, it's Robert. I'm bad at jokes. Robert is such an interesting character. Tell me a little bit about him.
He's both complex and not at the same time. So Robert tries to be, like Bernard, the best that he can. Bernard's a womanizer. He does his thing, and Robert idolizes that a little bit and wants to be kind of like Bernard in that aspect. However, he does not have the same flair that Bernard does and goes about it horribly. He has a lot more of a, I don't want to say nerd, but he's a little bit more shy, and he doesn't quite understand, he actually doesn't understand how to talk to women.
Like, he's trying to fake confidence, but he comes off as, why are you talking to me, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Kind of. he really tries his best, and his best is not very good.
So then what feature of Robert's do you make most prominent on stage?
I try to play with the aspects of Robert where when he's talking to a girl, you know, he gets really shy, and then if he gets complimented by her, all of a sudden he gets all goofy. He's like, oh, geez, thanks.
Going into that, how do you think Robert's relationships with each of the women in this play affect the development of his romantic life, his confidence?
Every time that Robert meets a different one of these women, he slowly starts to be a little bit more and more like Bernard in the worst way possible, where when he first starts to meet the women, he's really shy and nervous, and the more he tries to play along with Bernard's plans and be like Bernard, he gets a little bit closer to talking to each one of them. And I feel like with that aspect, I feel like Robert develops through each interaction with each of the women. And so that from the start of the show, you know, he's really a nervous, shy, doesn't know how to talk to women at all. Where as that still continues throughout the show, it develops a little bit more and more. So we're at the very end of the show, I mean, he's sitting there going, I could be just like Bernard.
So this is a question for both you and Noelle. Say Robert, the entire character, was just taken out of the plot of this play. What would happen in Bernard's situation then, do you think? Without spoiling anything.
Things would fall apart a lot quicker, and I don't think it would be as funny. Robert is definitely the character where, though there is physical comedy that everyone, you know, kind of engages with at some point in the show, like Robert is the one throwing himself across the stage, you know, ends up like rolling over onto a couch and things like that, right? So just from, at least from an audience standpoint, right, we lose kind of that aspect of the story, but in Bernard's life, if Robert wasn't there, and Bernard realizes this pretty quickly, Bernard's plans would have fell apart within the timeline of the play 12 hours before, you know, they actually do.
So the moral of the story, don't cheat. Where can people find more information about Boeing Boeing?
They can go to www.cnyplayhouse.org, and Boeing Boeing runs from January 12th to January 27th.
We will be right back on Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. We have a scene reading from Boeing Boeing. Keep it locked right here.
As a member of our community, listening to WAER is a way you stay educated on what's happening at home and around the world. The BBC World Service offers global perspective, while NPR hosts provide thought-provoking insights to make you think.
This is Robert Siegel.
Hi there, I'm Rachel Martin.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep.
Hi, this is Ari Shapiro.
88.3 FM, the news you need to be more informed here at home and across the world. WAER, your local NPR station from Syracuse University.
Welcome back to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. We are with a couple cast members of Boeing Boeing and also its director, Noel. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So we're about to hear a scene from Boeing Boeing. Can you give us a little bit of setup?
Yep. In this moment, Gretchen and Robert have just finished having dinner together. They are actually left alone with Berta in Bernard's apartment at this point. Bernard and Gabriella have gone off to the country to have dinner, and Gloria, I think, is on a plane somewhere at this point. And so this is after dinner. They've walked out into the living room, and they have this conversation.
All right. This is from Boeing Boeing.
If it hadn't been for that sauerkraut, I would have enjoyed myself very much tonight.
Vi?
Well, Bernard wasn't here. It was just the two of us, and it was very nice.
Oh, please, don't waste your efforts.
Don't get angry. Come on. Give me a little smile. You know, you're really very beautiful for a German...
For a German girl. Is that it? Is that what you're going to say?
No. Not at all. You misinterpret me.
Do you really think I can't see what you're up to? All through dinner, you never stopped winking at me. And now those bizarre and cryptic little smiles.
Well, not at all.
Don't deny it. You're wooing me scandalously. You're hanging around me like a... caveman around his fire.
Well, I can't help it if I like you so much.
That's no reason. And even if you do like me so much, I don't like you. So good night.
Wait. Let's be sensible. Let's be really grown up about this. I know what we should do.
Oh, really? What?
We should go out somewhere.
At this time?
Well, it's not late.
It's dark. You can't see a thing.
Well, who needs to see? It'll just be for a breather. Everything absolutely above board, of course.
Of course.
There's no risk. You're big enough, capable enough to look after yourself. And if you really think I'm going to make a pass at you...
I forbid you to make a pass at me!
But it's only a bit of fun.
Yes, but I know all about your American fun. It's a dangerous kind of fun.
Well, dangerous? Not for you. You have Bernard.
Right! I have Bernard. But even if it's not dangerous, in the first place, it doesn't appeal to me. And in the second, I think it's dishonest.
When you kissed me...
By mistake!
Well, you kissed me twice.
The first time by mistake, and the second because of your despicable, insufferable, detestable, deplorable blackmail! But I won't be blackmailed anymore! Are you in the grip of some sort of obsession?
No, I think it's the sauerkraut. But yes, I am obsessed. Romantically! With you!
Romantic? I must say you look romantic. Lying there all red and congested.
Oh, that's just why I'd like to go out, to get some fresh air.
I'm not stopping you?
No, but not without you. Go on, be an angel.
You won't make a pass.
I promise, I swear. Besides, how could I make a pass at you with all this gas? I give you my word of honor.
All right, we'll pop out for an hour and then straight back.
Oh, thank you.
Ah! Put me down! Word of honor, indeed. My mother warned me about men like you!
Sorry, Gretchen, I got carried away. Forgive me. I just got thrilled when you agreed to go out with me for once.
Yes, when we're out in the country, in the dark, in your car, I suppose you'd get carried away again. You'd pounce on me.
A pounce on you in my car? Well, that's impossible.
I don't believe you anymore.
I don't have a car. I'd have to get a taxi, and, well, there would be a driver, and I could say to him, Excusez-moi, monsieur, this German lady is rather nervous. So, would you mind coming here and sitting between us?
Ah! I'm not going. I've had enough. You come in here like some dreadful, think of up all sort of devilish plots, try and get me away from my fiancé and up some pitch-black country lane. Well, you want me to go out?
Yes.
Right. I'll go fetch my jacket and go. On my own.
Liebchen.
Don't you Liebchen me.
Let me Liebchen you.
How dare you be so familiar?
Liebchen.
And scene. for everyone listening at home, you can't see the faces that Chris was making with the sauerkraut jokes, but they were hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I catch my breath. Noelle, please remind everybody how they can find out more information about Boeing Boeing and when it's happening at CNYP.
Yep, if they're interested in finding out more about Boeing Boeing or any of the shows we have going on in the 2018 season at the Central New York Playhouse, they can go to www.cnyplayhouse.org. Boeing Boeing runs from January 12th to January 27th, so that is 3 weekends in January. They have an opportunity to come see the show.
We'll be right back on Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. Keep it locked.
Positive feedback lets you know that you're doing the right thing when it comes to marketing your business. That's what Joy Rafferty, owner of California Closets, hears all the time.
I feel that WAER's audience is the perfect fit for us. And when people call us, they make a point to tell us they heard about California Closets on WAER.
Underwriting on WAER can be the right choice for your business. Learn more by contacting me, Jennifer Weeks Oseda, at 443-5254.
Welcome back to Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. In the studio, we have two cast members and the director of Boeing Boeing happening at Central New York Playhouse. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
So now, before you guys fly away, because I can't get enough of that pun, we're going to play a little game that I call A Tale of Two Boeings.
Oh, wow. So that's that title, Stephen. Wow.
Pretty much it's like an either or sort of game. You can either, if you're a cast member, say it as yourself or in character. And Noelle, just answer this as yourself. I'm going to give you two options. You have to tell me which one you would prefer and why. We have two terminals, Terminal A and Terminal B. So would you rather have a quiet flight with a lot of turbulence or a smooth flight with a lot of loud little kids?
Well, I would have a smooth flight without a loud little kids because I could creep back into the luggage hold and just think about me and my darling Bernard, just him alone, thinking of me and our future together.
Robert?
I'd say I'd have to choose the kids. I'm used to loud noises, and so that really wouldn't bother me. But the turbulence, I don't like things when they get shaky.
Like your voice? Sorry, it's right there. Noelle.
Yep, So I'm going to go with B, even though normally I would go with A. And the reason I'm going to go with B,
A smooth flight with a lot of loud little kids.
Yep, with a lot of loud little kids is because I had auditions for Boeing Boeing. I got on a plane and went to Montana for an academic conference because I'm in grad school as well. I was coming back, and the plane ride was great. It was quiet. There were no kids. There was really bad turbulence, and someone threw up on my head.
Oh, I remember that.
Play about planes.
I remember that.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible sign. And plus, you're in Montana where there's literally nothing.
A bunch of antlers. That's it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, on to the next one. Terminal A, we have a short but very stormy flight. B, we have an extremely long flight but with clear skies.
Well, I would, enjoy a very, very long flight with very clear skies because I could look out to the porthole and just see it would be like me and Bernardo looking into each other's eyes through all the planets and the clouds and everything like that.
That is literally what she would say. Gretchen would say something like that.
I believe you. I'm just like, I don't know how to respond to that. So next person.
Okay. I'd probably have to go with the storm on this one. I'm used to storms coming. They always bring disaster.
Are you okay?
I just got really dark all of a sudden.
When did Robert become emo?
Robert did just become emo.
I said Eeyore, but like just. Oh.
And Noelle.
I'd probably go with long flight, clear skies. I used to fly to Arizona a lot, so I'm used to long flights.
All right, so now, getting a little bit romantic. Would you want a candlelit dinner date on the beach under the moon and stars, or a dessert and munchie type date by a campfire in the middle of the woods at dusk?
Well, woods are very scary. They have, bees and mosquitoes and bears and everything like that. So
not the bees.
I would choose
the candlelit dinner.
Yes, the candlelit dinner. That's most romantic, in my opinion. And Gretchen, being madly romantic as she is, she would probably choose that, too.
Well, I'd probably have to go with the trees, because I could bring the woman there and I could say to her,
Mademoiselle.
Oh my God.
We can sit under the trees, enjoy the campfire, and enjoy some dessert.
Yeah, I think I would go with the campfire date, yeah.
Would you want to see a one-man comedic play or a two-person dramatic play?
One-man comedic play, definitely. I want to laugh, not cry.
You know, I'm tempted by the crying, but I'm going to go with the laughing as well.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with comedy, too.
I like this consensus. A flight to Hawaii or a flight to Paris?
Paris. Paris. Paris to see my darling Bernard, of course.
I'm a huge Elvis fan. I'm going to Hawaii.
Paris.
Free tickets to your Broadway show, but no stage door interactions with any cast, crew, or anything. Or getting to hang out with the cast and crew of your favorite Broadway show, but no free tickets.
Honestly, I'd probably get super overwhelmed by meeting the cast and crew and everything and act like a complete idiot. So I would take the Broadway shows over. Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with her on that one. I would be such a nervous wreck. I couldn't even talk in coherent sentences to them. I can barely talk in coherent sentences in person.
I mean, I'd buy the ticket, I think, if, like, included in the hangout with the cast was, like, the production team, because I definitely like to talk.
Yeah, the production team, yeah.
So, them too? Then, yeah, I'd pay for the ticket and meet the people of the show.
Nice.
That's very wise of you, Noelle.
Thanks.
Of course.
Coach class air travel or first class train travel?
I have never actually really been on a first class train.
I'd avoid one called the Orient Express.
Yes, I know. I saw that with my boyfriend, and it was a very, very good play. Movie. It was a good movie. It was. But yeah, I would try first class train travel just to see what that's like and everything. I've heard many like people talking about how good first class is. Like Bert Kreischer, a very well stand-up comedian, was talking about how he was in first class with a bunch of Russian mafia members and how his experience was. So I would love to explore that same experience. Chris?
This took a turn.
I actually know what she's talking about. I've seen that.
Yes, Bert Kreischer, The Machine.
The Machine.
Look that up on YouTube if you don't know what the story is.
I have never actually been on a train before. So, yeah, I know. I'm weird. Don't judge me. I'm very used to flying by plane, so I'll just go with the plane. Stick with what I know.
I think I'm going to go with the plane as well, because I'd probably want to go someplace farther away, and trains take a long time.
Dating someone edgy and mischievous or dating someone clean-cut and goofy?
I am currently dating someone clean-cut and goofy, so definitely that. Someone I could laugh with and have a good time with no matter what.
What were the options again?
The options were dating someone edgy and mischievous or dating someone clean-cut and goofy.
When you say clean-cut, that just makes me think of guys. I know it's not always, yeah, but that's just where my mind first goes.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I like a little mystery. I'm going to go for the mystery box. That just turned really weird. I'm sorry.
That did, because I never said mysterious at all. I said edgy and mischievous.
Mischievous? I thought you said mysterious.
Well, I'm keeping this in.
I don't know that I would go into either plane. I might just hang out.
Fair enough.
Either plane. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Last one. Free chocolate-covered strawberries or free champagne?
Oh, this is so hard. It depends, honestly. If I just want to eat some good food, I would choose the chocolate-covered strawberries. But if I just want to be fancy and get a little tipsy being fancy, I would choose champagne. Me being me, I would probably choose the chocolate-covered strawberries.
Champagne, no question.
Of course.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
All right, thank you, cast and director of Boeing Boeing, for coming on the show today.
Yep, thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, just remind the folks one more time, when can they see Boeing Boeing and how can they find more information?
Yep, so Boeing Boeing opens on January 12th, and we run for 3 weekends until January 27th. And if they want more information about Boeing Boeing or any of our shows going on in the 2018 season, they can go to www.cnyplayhouse.org.
Sounds good. Until next time, I'm Stephen Shepard, and this has been Stage Right Radio on HD3 Alt 88 from WAER Syracuse. Exeunt and scene.